I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Ghosts, is that all of you?
Hold on, I'm setting up my sound equipment. I had it all set up, and then I printed something, and things went flying.
Oh, are you not recording?
No, I am. I'm trying to get my recording equipment, because I rearranged my desk, and so there's less of it in this year.
But it sounds like there's more place for your recording equipment to sit down and take a relax sesh if you have to set it up. If you come by and there's like a little electronic campfire, a couple microphones sitting around it like cowboys, like, uh-oh, something's stirring in the bushes, and one gets up and shoots a little six-shooter at you, and you're like, hey, this is my house.
Okay, here we go. I think I got it. Hold on. I'm making, yes, did I do it?
Ah! I don't know.
Oh my gosh, this is successful.
I guess not.
Oh. No, I think I...
You did?
Yes! This is the best setup I've got. I hope my sound sounds good because it feels good.
Cheese it. We've been set up.
It's a setup. Everybody backtrack.
Yeah. Do the moonwalk.
I don't know how to do that. I've always tried.
Yeah. I've practiced a couple times. It's harder than it looks. And it looks hard.
And it does look terrible.
Yeah, it's not something that looks easy. That's like, I don't know. Watching someone operate an oil derrick. That doesn't look easy.
No, and I don't appreciate not looking successful, okay?
Yeah, I don't appreciate being made to look a fool of. And so with that in mind, I get no respect.
That's just because the way you dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, deal with it.
Jason's like, I look like a bum. Why isn't anybody taking me seriously?
I'm usually covered in construction dust or paint.
I saw that. Your arms with all
sweat.
That was crazy. That construction dust, you're right. That was the epitome of manly.
That was my nice sweater. It donned me now my manly sweaters.
Was it itchy? Because it looked super itchy.
No, it was just sweaty. Mostly sweaty.
Oh, you had a nice, nice, thick first layer of down.
dudes with a chance of man sweat is the forecast for that day. When you're cramming yourself up into hallways and ceilings, a bunch of coal dust just falling down on you. Apparently, they use coal dust to line beams and rafters back in the day.
Did you feel like you were, tapping into your, the town's history of coal mining in the buildings?
No. I mean, if you want to call it history, I just call it drunken craftsmanship. Craftsman boat. They're a bunch of craftsman dinghies.
Craftsman dinghies.
They don't get to drive a ship around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, craftsman shitheads.
There you go. That's the one.
Well, when you find a bunch of elixir bottles that probably contained opium 60 years ago in a crawl space, that's a little hint in the right direction. Oh, that explains why the walls look the way they do and function the way they don't.
Function the way they don't. If I had a penny for every time, I'd say function the way they won't supposed to. Yep.
If you start removing staircases and things like that, things get weird really quick. And then covering up passages through buildings, and then people come by decades. They're like, what's all this about? Are they throwing barrels around?
There was an entranceway. Yeah, well, I must have been on opium, so hell if I know.
And then I take a shot of heroin and then make a human-shaped opening in the brick walls.
Kind of like on cartoons. Like shape.
Exactly
shape
like
the way
on
they go
cartoons. You've cued into exactly the sentiment that I was attempting to appreciate. Thank you for exposing this seedy underbelly of fjot.
Well, if someone was unsure, they aren't unsure now.
Welcome to the Thoughtator.
Okay.
It's like a theater of the mind where you battle thoughts like a matador.
Oh.
The thoughtador.
It's mostly just
a bunch of Republicans in the middle, missing the point and then getting gored in the ass by logic. Oh. Yeah, you ever seen those videos of a guy getting like?
It couldn't have been the guy. Had to be the ass. Really?
Well, it's either ass or, well, we go check out the internet. You tell me what the predominantly popular versions of being gored by a bullet. It's ass or esophagus, like you get hooked on your jaw.
Oh my God!
Oh, there's a horn coming out of my mouth.
Okay, all of this is terrible. You're right. You should have just stopped.
Well, you probably don't need to feel bad for matadors. I mean, you don't need to, go check it out.
I don't feel bad. I just the thought of that happening to a human that has nerve endings and feelings.
Whatever. There's worse stuff. That's a douchebag. He got stabbed in the face. It's like, hey, oh man, look, his douche spilled out everywhere. What a douchebag. Like if you saw a matador get pwned by a bull, you just see a bunch of blue foam shoot out of him, and that's his douche.
See, that's better.
Wouldn't that be great if douchebags had different blood? It was like it foamed up like shaving foam.
Yeah.
When they got cut.
You can call it. You could call it douche liquid. Gross.
I call it douche foam because it's foam.
Oh, douche foam.
I mean, you could describe humanity as a douche liquid, just coating the surface of the earth, but
yeah,
the blood in the douche veins would be douche foam.
And it's blue.
And that's the name of the island. We need to break off. Let's just saw Australia in half and then name the other half Douche-stralia. And then we'll put all our criminals and assholes there, and then they can... I don't know. I don't know what they're going to become in 100 years, but Australians are much cooler than, I guess, imagine if you were if you're a vampire and you're like, oh man, thank goodness they took the douchebags to Australia. And then 150 years later, he's partying. He's like, I could not believe, I did not predict, blah. And then he just starts,
tearing
us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a nice place now. Who knew?
Criminals. It can happen this way.
Yeah, let's just, I mean, the best we can hope for from racists and idiots is that maybe in 150 years, they'll be really good at partying. That's why they're here, I feel like. Gays are here to clean up the neighborhoods, and dumbasses are here to teach us how to drink beer efficiently.
Yeah. Well,
so y'all go to your neighborhoods and, drink your beer, mow your lawns, and live in peace, please. God, peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Speaking of peace, there's a solar eclipse today.
You buy a gun?
No.
Huh?
There's a
Isn't that ironic?
What?
Go ahead.
No, there's a solar eclipse today. I heard it's kind of a big deal.
Oh, it's today?
It is, yeah. But you're not supposed to look at it without solar eclipse glasses.
Yeah.
I heard that. I mean, for sure.
Well, you know, I don't trust libtard scientists, quite frankly. I mean, the sun, you know, when it gets cloudy, I can't see the sun. So what big deal? Oh, you say a moon? I don't even know if there's a moon, you know? Scientists just tell us that. I'm hella doubting it. I'm a doubter. I'm an eclipse doubter. Eclipse denier. That's the word. I'm an eclipse
denier.
There
you go.
I knew there was a buzzword that those dumbasses like to use. Like alt left, that's a new thing. Trump just invented it, and then it's funny. Like when Nothing Burger came out, and then alt left comes out, and then you see every dumbass low wattage brain out there just the alt left. It's like Trump just invented that term, right? Like you're exposing how familiar your vocal cords are with the thought of Trump's dick because it wouldn't reach there, but they're really good at. Gagging on the Republican Party, and that's that truth is espoused, and their espousals, and the reprisals, and their nuptials. Oh, would you look at that? You know what? They hate that you gays you dogs and human hybrids. And wizards are getting married, but you know what? They love getting married, also divorced, but they really like them a wedding, shotgun especially. Under the gun, we gotta get married.
Can I just take a gun to my wedding?
Yeah, no, they, you know, it's fun. It's fun to criticize, I guess. And that's all. It's not right, but it's fun.
Well, yeah, it's very, I like people who are willing to criticize but not willing to do a damn thing about it. Those are the fun ones.
Oh, no. Thank
you
the
for
worst
showing
ones.
Up and pointing it out. Thank you.
The ones I'm talking about previously are the ones who not only criticize but then do the opposite, you know? Like, do as I say, not as, and also the opposite of what I do is what that should be. Because the do as I say, not as I do doesn't fully encapsulate the irony with which the people execute their goings-ons. Let me accuse you of what I'm doing and then also do that and then also yell at you about doing that in a defensive way that makes me feel like I'm not doing that. It's not as catchy. We'll trim that down. Get the pruners. Get the clippers in here.
So, for example,
the NBA team. Excuse me. Could you gentlemen please leave? This is inappropriate. Okay. I'd appreciate some silence. I'm trying to concentrate on my bonsais, please. I've got a lovely garden cultivated here. And you people with your basketballs and your layups, it's very cool. I'm impressed. Now, please leave. Thank you. Okay. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
That wasn't what I was expecting.
No. But we like the element of surprise. So do you have an example of something that's irritating you about the Republicans?
Oh, wait, what? I feel like I'm on the spot now. There's just too many. I have option paralysis.
Yeah.
Let's see. Charlottesville? Or
Charlottesville. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, an example of how terrible Trump is? Is that what we're asking? What's the question?
The people saying that, like, don't do as I do, but then don't do as I also still do, or say...
Well, I don't know. The entire Republican Party, shit, just look at it. It's like, they're saying that they're, like, and, you know, Trump's response is a distillation of that, where he says he accuses the alt-left, the aforementioned alt-left, which doesn't exist, of a violent opposition, which is not tantamount to what they were opposing. That's exactly what that is. There, his party is the one perpetuating violence, and yet he is very much siding with white nationalists and racists and KKK members, and which is basically ISIS white. So it's white ISIS, and he's raising up, and he keeps bringing up BLM and Antifa and even, like, I don't know, even those factions are among their ranks, I think the extremists are not that many. So he's equating a percentage as the whole of his party. So wholly projecting the racism and hatred from his side of things. And that's what his party's doing all down the line. It's like, just like how they'll pick up Antifa or rather alt-left immediately, they go straight with Trump, and they'll project everything that's wrong with their party or wrong with their politics is what they yell at you about. So it's difficult to make any headway. That's why everyone's still yelling.
It is. Everyone is still yelling.
Bro, are you yella? Oh, I'm hella yella. I'm yella like a fella.
Oh, okay.
A bunch of fags. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. Fags. Retard fags in board shorts. No, those little dickies, the colorful ones that are like pink and neon and tan. And then guys are supposed to be wearing onesies now. And it's like, hell no. Have you seen how hairy our legs are? And some dude balls are just going to fly right out of there. And then what?
Then what?
Then it's like, then we got to have a free the bag campaign. So the free the nipple or something,
yes.
Free the bag. It's like, I'm sorry, I gotta nut out sometimes. You know what's up, ladies? I gotta get my nut tan on.
I can't nut have those guys lotion. In there. Just,
sir, you're over applying that nut tan lotion. At this point, I have to arrest you. I mean, I know we have laws that protect you, but that's not, they don't protect this.
Not this.
Not this.
Well, it's so funny because each time, you know, grumpy.
Wait,
each time
not this. Sorry, I just had to, I fixed that. If anyone's ears were burning, like, do it!
Say it!
All right, yeah. You grumpy, took
Trumpy.
a lumpy dumpy in his frumpy pants. I couldn't find, what rhymes with
pants? He needs trousers.
Tr- trousers. Yep. Anyway, I apologize. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
But he obviously, every time he says something and or doesn't say something, and I sit there and I'm like, okay, maybe this is finally the time where people are like, that's it. We have had it. And all the news is, you know, well, this might be the end for Trump, but like over and over and over and over.
Right?
Yes. And they're like, I'm like, don't give us hope. Don't give us false hope. Don't do that.
Well, don't forget, like, there is like real live hairy hope going through puberty right now. Like, probably as we speak.
Ooh,
its voice is dropping over there. Hope. Hope America.
Oh, okay.
That in the, because someone pointed out, or there was a meme going around that said, well, at least you're not talking about Russia anymore. It's like, yeah, because we don't have to. Russia, since the investigation, basically got supercharged. All the talk of Russia is superfluous. Mueller is out there building what I can only guess is a devastating case against Trump, because now he's the case. Like, I've said it before, I'll say it again. What you don't want a probe to do is get wider and deeper. Spontaneously.
Oh. Yeah.
Even you fellows with your anal poppers and whatnot, you can relate.
Oh,
you
know, my goodness. We Jason. All
know. Sure. Hey, you know, reality on reality's terms, it's not always pretty. It's definitely usually ugly. 90% of the time. Uggos.
What's up, nature? What's up? I'm calling you out, you bitch. You ain't even good at it.
Whoa.
What you got? It's not that much.
Slow down.
Naturally.
Slow down.
What was I saying? I do need to back up. Something about, you were talking about Trump, and I got angry and excited, and I blacked out.
I know. Well, we were talking about Trump and how eventually we were talking about hope, and at some point, some people have to sit here and be like, okay, that's it. That's final. He is a white national. You know what I mean? Like, and they're like, no, guys, he kind of apologized. And then like other people are like, yeah, that wasn't good enough, but okay, I guess he can stay president. You know, like they just keep, when is it over? When is it done? When is it?
Well,
like,
here's
when,
another
when
little,
have we all had enough?
Here's another example of that projection is, you know, all the people who say, he's your president, respect him or get out. It's like those are the people who, you know, based on the words they've chosen and the stupid face that they have and the little stubby, sweaty fingers with like clubbed nails, they're the ones who all during Obama's presidency probably wouldn't shut the hell up about anything ever and then also did not leave the country. So it's like, okay, what standards by which? The opposite of what you say and do? Because that's what I'm doing. Or something. I don't know. At least I'm living with some amount of decorum, and I don't shit my pants every day. So, good day to you, sir.
And that's your gift
I will
to
not
them.
Be taking yeah. your advice.
Yeah.
My gift to them
it's
is crop dusting them. Exactly. Without sharding. I just walk by. I'm like... and then I just walk out the golden revolving door and draw spray paint a swastika on the Trump star, and then I leave.
Oh, goodness
me. Someone did that.
What?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, the spray paint had a swastika on the Trump star, so it got defaced again, and then someone was like, it's hard to tell if it's a supporter or someone who doesn't like him.
Yeah, you're like, I'm actually confused. Hmm.
Like, I don't know. Is this a sign of a support or a protest? I'd like more. Can someone come back with the spray paint can and clarify?
I think your art piece isn't done.
You didn't banish it.
I'm left with more confusion.
I feel very challenged. Good work on the art.
I don't know which direction I'm supposed to open my mind up to, but thank you.
There's too many. I'm scared. I'm going back to Tumblr. Thanks for trying.
Okay. Going back to Tumblr. That's so true. Can I tell you what irritates me almost as much as our presidency?
The destruction of Earth by rogue planet smashing us into obliteration?
Close enough.
Yeah.
I am so bothered by the slight differences between an iPhone 6 Plus and an iPhone 7 Plus because all my cases I can't use from the 6 Plus to the 7 Plus because of two tiny differences. That bothers me so much.
Oh, man.
So now I have to get rid of these great cases Well, two of which have pop sockets on them.
At least that inordinate amounts of the surface of the planet are on fire, and soon the whole planet will just be on fire. So there you go. There's the silver lining.
So that, okay. So you're saying that what I'm saying about my phone cases is petty.
No, it's a big deal. And I'm just telling you, the only reason I'm bringing up global warming is to say that you won't have to put up with it much longer, you know, because we'll all be on fire. Yeah. So just don't worry. Yeah, don't worry about it. Just like probably buy like a few more iPhone 7s and just have like a six pack ready just whenever. In case you need to snap off a new one, like you're at the lake, like, pass me another iPhone 7. I finished this one.
Quack.
I need more. I need another device. Just quack. And then some ducks come by, like, did you say something, bro? Like, yeah.
But I'm talking to you, quack.
Quit being such a duck, brah.
Duck off.
Sure.
I meant another word, like I was using... Like, duck in place of... Okay.
Oh!
I know.
Man, you really flipped the script on me there.
I really did.
That was a real mind duck.
Only the best here.
As in, it went over my head, like, purposefully. That's what all those people are doing. They're mind ducking. Duck. They're mind ducking themselves. Because it's like, oh, shit, effect! And they like George Bush dodging that flip flop. They just deftly and expertly and very athletically, like, just sort of just dodge. It's like, oh man, you got skilled reflexes. That's pretty cool. Now I know why you're on the football team for so long. That's cool, man. Shut up. That's my follow up to them. It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh yeah. You won an all star. You won a bunch of like medals and stuff. Yeah. Well, shut up. Cool. All right. Great. Thanks.
People like you without medals. And sports stories would be very quick to shut down people who have those medals.
I got
and those accolades.
I got metal music, and I got sports legends. So I don't need stories. Other people tell my stories.
You did bowl of 300.
Berzatli. So. That's what's up. that's what's up. Local legend. I believe still.
Local.
Possibly youngest person in this city, county, something to bowl 300. Maybe
county.
Not.
County. Yeah, you could be like, hashtag legend.
Hashtag living legend. Just walk around wearing a bowling glove all the time, even though I never bowled with a bowling glove. Like, ironically, put
the hashtag on your shirt. Yeah. Have the hashtag on your shirt.
Ironically, put the bowling glove on only when I'm not bowling, and I'll put it on my left hand too, like Michael Jackson, even though I bowl right-handed. So it's just a whole bunch of nonsense.
You can still wear it while you're bowling.
No, that's absurd. Don't be crazy. I have to take it off for bowling because otherwise, it's just silly.
It's more symbolic, really, so that you can get the full effect.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about your T-shirts. Hashtag local legend. Hashtag living legend.
Yeah.
Hashtag, you're looking right at him.
Yeah. Hashtag, my eyes are up here. But please continue reading all my hashtags. Hashtag, now you're just looking around. Hashtag, knock it off, everybody.
Hashtag, look lower.
Hashtag, keep going.
Hashtag, it's my dick.
I gotta get some pants up in here started. I got too many hashtags. They're gonna start tilting their heads and reading down the pant legs and the calves and things like that.
Uh-huh. Yep. You can just hashtag it. And all the ladies will just want it now.
That's what's gonna put me over the top. This
so
one's for the shorties.
Are you going to go out and try to stare at the sun?
I'm not going to try. I'm going to succeed. And by the way, I would say to anybody who doesn't believe in science, or I guess, you know, specifically said client science, as previously mentioned, I would say just go ahead and look at the sun because it's scientists telling you that it'll blind you. Go ahead and look at it. Look at it. Make friends with it using your eyes.
I want you to look at it. You open up a visual
dialogue and make a robust vocabulary through which you express the wondrous desire of the universe through your soul. And then go blind.
I want you to violate that sun with your eyes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what they should try to do. You try to out-glare the sun, and you will... And when you experience complete darkness that is lasting, you will know that it is because you are victorious.
Just thinking about that makes my eyes hurt.
It doesn't. My eyes are watering.
No,
I bet it would feel good. You know how you look into the sun?
What?
And it feels good sometimes, or like the glare. I bet that's the feel. Like sometimes you find there's just the right glare that hits your eyes. It gives you like a vision massage, and it's like, oh.
You're like, sometimes, like, you're like the only one. You're like, sometimes.
There's other people doing
JC
that.
Sometimes looks at the sun, sometimes.
Day other people doing day. But my point being that I feel like if you looked into an eclipse and you went blind, it would probably be the most satisfying way to go blind. You know, not that I mean, I'd have to put it up against, like, man, I don't know, being able to see something else cool. Man. All right, that's my only example. I'm
Whoa.
Done. I got it.
Yeah, I got that.
Hey, why is this factory empty? This is not how I usually like to set things up here. There were supposed to be
Whoa.
A lot of operators sitting in these telecommunication seats, and they have left their post.
Nothing is working.
No, it's not.
How's
not.
How's your band?
Joe Nothing is the only one working, and I appreciate his efforts. The band is fine. The band is okay. They're doing fine. They're resting comfortably. let's see. I developed an official logo finally. We've been bouncing around between temporary logos that everyone's pretty lukewarm on, including myself. It's like, yeah, you know, it's the name, whatever. But finally got a sweet logo. It's like, I feel like I'm not describing it to anybody like Dirk Diggler, but when I think about it, I think about Dirk Diggler describing his name to people.
Okay.
He's like, it's like a cut glass. And it's like, yeah, it's like that. The logo is like pretty slick. And if you put it on a shirt, you want to be careful not to cut yourself putting it on. It's one sharp logo. That's what I'm saying. Band's going good. Trying to book shows.
That one? Well, there's a song I'm trying to think. Forever Young, the song. Forever Young, I wanna be. Okay,
that's one of our best hits.
Stop. They say, do you want to drop the bomb or not? And it sounds like they're saying Obama not. You should try to use that.
What?
Do you want to drop the bomb or not?
No, what our slogan is, we're not Obama, we're Obama not.
Is that really
Yeah, well, I put that somewhere, and then, like, if you see it written out, it's fucking confusing as hell.
Okay. You guys are like, we're all about word ass play.
Yeah, well, you know, it's you gotta keep yourself entertained somehow, because golf is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on all the time. I don't know why. Like, why the fuck is golf on TV? Who even goes to golf? Why isn't it just drones now? If golf wants to be cool, they should start filming that crap with drones. There should be like a little mini drone that when they hit the ball, the drone goes, ving, and just goes and follows the ball. And it's like, hey, look at this. Here's the ball. I'm looking at it. Look at the ball. All these different camera angles.
Look at the ball.
Look at rotating.
It. Look
Check
at the ball.
It out.
It'd be cute if it could stay with it. And it's just like, oh.
It'd be like that thing from Harry Potter that they try to catch. And you'd see some nerd on a homemade drone broom go up and the snitch. And you go grab the ball and the snitch. The snitch balls. Snitches get stitches.
I know, and they should be gold. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, well, in Trump land, soon it shall be mandated that all golf balls be made out of solid gold. And they just, when you hit them, they bounce like 5 feet, and they're like smashed into a disc.
Oh.
Trump is such an ass.
You want a fence? You want a wall? Make someone else pay for it. It'd be fun. You're like,
well,
yeah, I'd like a new border wall on my backyard.
Americans gonna
pay for
that.
To pay for it.
Yeah, what? it's gonna Americans.
No, I thought
Yeah, Merkins. The Merkin industry, the Merkin lobby. There's a Merkin bailout. They ain't gonna take it no more.
All those Merkins.
Now talk about some heavy taint in the White House.
Hey, can I can I taint my walls? That's all. I heard you say taint, not paint, and then I thought that, whoa, why is Alexa talking to me?
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
Thanks, Alexa. I wasn't talking to you. Stop. Well,
she's talking to you.
She's you know, talking with, to both of us.
With women, sometimes it's about listening, okay?
I know, but she's talking out of line.
Well, they always do. Is there any other kind of woman talk? Fellas, you know what I'm saying, don't you?
It's so true.
Yep. Well, that's why white supremacists prefer and conserve. Well, we'll not lump all of conservatives, but damn, what they're representing on the world stage there is pretty scary in terms of wanting women to basically just, you know, be silencio.
Silencio. Oh, you want to talk?
I will have your silence.
Oh.
Not yours. I'm just still talking to a fake woman.
What's new?
She's hella frontin'. Yeah, that's what's up. They're all bitches.
Every fake woman I know, they're all the same, right?
Yeah, what a bunch of dumbasses. Whores.
Oh my god, Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not real. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
White ISIS! White ISIS! That one really works. Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of world, we were watching the World Championship of Cheer yesterday at Disney World.
The Cheerpianships?
Yeah, the Cheerpianships.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Look, can I have some Cheerpianships and guacamole? Thank you.
Hey, can I get mine fried and painted oil instead?
Oh, I would love that.
Oh, that'd be so great. So anyway, we were watching it, and it's like of the world. And it's funny because it's just like the World Series of baseball. You're like, the world is America because nobody else plays baseball.
Japan plays the shit out of it.
And then you could see, like, it's like Texas, Arizona, Kansas City, all these like cheer places. And then at the very bottom in like eighth place was like Germany. Like, oh yeah, look, Germany showed up to the world.
Where was Japan? Like, wasn't in there? They love baseball.
No, this was, I'm talking about cheer.
What?
At the cheerleading championships at Disney World.
Oh, but then you were just talking about baseball.
I was. That's what I'm saying. When they say world championships, but it's mostly American, just like the World Series and like the world championships of like basketball. Everybody knows it's just America. you don't get to say world. I mean, it sounds cooler, but like the rest of the world's like, yeah, we don't fucking care.
I want some world championship cookies is what I want.
I know. I want some world championship hot dogs, even though I know they're just American.
Yeah. Well.
My eyes.
It's poignant what you said. America dominates. We got the best black people. I think is a lot of that. Whoa. At least for basketball. Whoa. Well, I don't know what's going on with soccer. Is that still mostly white guys? I don't keep up with it much anymore. What's the U.S. team look like? Bunch of white dudes.
I think there's a good sprinkling of all sorts of races and colors.
U.S. soccer team 2017. We're going to see.
We're going to look at their roster.
There's a whole bunch of pictures of random looking soccer players. They look. Let's see.
I'm gonna step away from my microphone because I got to take out my contacts. Because my eyes are crazy itchy, but I can still hear you.
Oh.
But I just have to separate my microphone.
You
so
mean you can't
you.
Talk? That sucks. It's like I never have things to say. The 2017 U.S. U-20 World Cup team, it looks very racially diverse. I'm not going to play the Democratic game. I'm not going to say that it looks 70%. I'm not going to play Trump's game of saying things that I don't say or the liberals' game of dividing things up very racially while pretending to not be racist. But, you know, what I'm not going to say, in addition to not having said that, is that it's like 75% ethnic dudes. And I won't say that, okay? So I'm not saying that, nor will I say that. I refuse to say that. That's an ugly thing to say. 75% like black and Asian and Mexican dudes. I won't say that. I refuse to. And I shouldn't have to. And the fact that I was not prompted, To not say that or say that, I won't say that having not said that.
I won't have it.
I feel like I've made myself very clear here.
Yeah, and you talked yourself to me taking my contact. Ooh, oh,
that was mission weird. Accomplished.
My eyes were so itchy, but I had my contacts in, and I had to go put on my glasses and rub my eyes. Oh, it feels so much better. Oh, my eyes. It's like you don't know when to stop rubbing, you know?
When they're gone.
I can't see. How am I going to see the solar eclipse?
Yeah, you're going to miss blinding yourself on an eclipse. What a way to go, though, huh? Like, how many people, like...
I won't get to do that again for another 100 years.
They're going to be a bunch of blind people, like, people wearing, those blind glasses for the rest of their lives, and also a... I looked at the 2017 solar eclipse, and all I got was a shirt and blindness.
And blindness. I have a friend who works in the ER, and she's like, oh, great.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get an influx.
All these crazies.
Well, yeah, there's so many people. Like, if you think, it's like, think about everybody who didn't know, who still doesn't know, but for 10 years or 5 years, you could probably see, like, you know, people lowering their hands. But in terms of crowd gathering opinion, how many people didn't know that 9/11 happened? And then that's, like, how unplugged they are from science or information. So there are some people who, they're just in some neighborhoods or some parts of the world where they're, like, they might look up and see a partial eclipse or something and just be like, oh, what's that? I'm just going to look at it for, like, as long as I want. Because I'm a badass, and I know everything. And then they just blind themselves, and they're like, all right, I got to wander my way. And then some, like, it's got to be the dumbest people coming into the air, too. Like, don't touch my dick. Like that, like from Idiocracy, where it is like, get your hands off my dick after they finish, like, reattaching it. That's what these people are going to be like. So, get your hands out of my face when they're trying to, like, vision test them after restoring their vision.
Hey, I'm trying to look at the eclipse.
Yeah, get your stupid science hospital dumbass medical equipment out of my face. I'm looking at this eclipse.
Well, we can't stop him. We don't really need to. We don't need them driving down the road.
You know, I'm not worried about it. It's like that.
I'm not worried.
That sharticle that I read about somewhere in Tennessee, I think they offered. Uh-huh. I think I might have mentioned this in the last Supcast, but anyway, just in Tennessee, they were offering inmates. excuse me. They were offering inmates reduced sentences, as they would know them.
Reduced sentiments.
Yeah, less cinnamon on their toast for voluntary sterilization, voluntary getting your tubes tied or whatever. I think they just tie the wang into a knot.
They can't do harm with anything else, but only their penis.
Well,
they can still do harm with their penis. And their not biologically, their
physically, they could use it as a sword or a cudgel if they're well endowed. But in this case, when I read the headline, I was like, well, how abhorrent. They're offering people back time in their lives, but in exchange for the ability to reproduce. What if, I thought it was a correctional facility, not a crowd or a population control facility. And then when I read, though, that the amount of time, you get 30 days off your sentence. And then I was like, well...
So it's not even worthwhile.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, I no longer care about anybody who does this. This is a non-issue. Anybody who's willing to trade 30 days for a lifetime of being sterile, go for it. I don't care.
They're probably like, well, I wasn't going to have kids anyway.
Yeah, if that seems like a good idea to you, then have at it. Or, I mean, it shouldn't be there probably, but
we
still.
We should have other stuff like that they could add up.
It's like if, you know, not to like summon the Holocaust, and certainly not in action, but if I were to say... Like, if the Holocaust were like, Jews, if you want to go to the death camps, and, you know, and we'll give you, we'll give your family a bunch of cheese or something like that, or, like, a bunch of free stuff, go ahead. And if you don't, and if you'd rather just work and live and buy cheese, then do that. You know, if that was the Holocaust, I think most people would not opt for that, you know, the death camp plan. So then it probably wouldn't have been much of an issue. So maybe that's...
You know what? I'm going to pass on the death camp. Just this time. Come around again. Maybe I'll...
You make it sound so lovely, but... I mean, so deathy and campy. Oh, it's so campy, but...
Oh.
I'm going to have to pass. It sounds fattening, quite honestly. Oh. I just can't.
My goodness. I just don't want just like straight butter. I'm gonna be a fat ass. my poor family.
Yeah, no. So that's kind of what that turned into. Like, you know, not to compare it to the Holocaust directly. Like, no, I want to clarify that too. Not like 100% to scale. Like this version of this jail situation is about 2% of the Holocaust, but same ratio. You see, of dumbass and. Or not the Holocaust, the fake version of the Holocaust. Let me backtrack a little bit more here. The version of the Holocaust that I made up that's not real, that's what I'm... I'd like to back up just a little bit here. 2%, 1.8% of the fake version of the Holocaust that I made up is what that thing is that I said.
I'm glad we got through that.
Oh, yeah, that was a hurricane of a... That was a forest cane. It was like a bunch of trees swirling around like water.
Like, and you got splinters.
You can. Instead of like wind blowing wood through stuff, it's just wood blowing itself. Yeah. like a Steve Bannon. Okay. But bring that around just like Steve Bannon, but It's like a hurricane of white supremacy. When he's blowing himself.
There it is. Zing. We knew we'd find it.
Thanks for playing, Steve. Now get the fuck out.
Hey, Steve.
Steve got fired. Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve. Shut up.
You probably have skin cancer.
What an idiot. And how many kinds of face cancer does that guy have? Face herpes cancer. His face just breaks out. His face breaks out in desert every week. Barren wasteland.
It's like the deal that he made with the devil. He's like, okay, you're gonna have some face issues. And he's like, okay.
Okay. You're gonna have to get a groundskeeper for that motherfucker, I'm telling you.
And he's like, I think I can handle it. And later he's like, well, shit.
Gonna do some hardscaping. I mean, he just should stop drinking so much and also being so racist and alive.
And also breathing.
Yeah.
That'll solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would solve some. It's like when, you know, this is something they need to teach somewhere. I don't know, if we make it through this, which is the false equivalency of, like, hating hate is hate. I don't know that it is.
Oh.
You'd have to hate the haters and, you know, again, in the terms of the real Holocaust. This time I'm going to backtrack, and this time I'm saying the real Holocaust is...
Oh, the real one.
The people who, like, when the real Holocaust was happening, the rest of the world was the haters. So, and when we got rid of Nazis. And so now there's Nazis again. So hate is probably what's in order again. That's what we're doing. And then,
Donald Trump comes
up and he's like, oh, look at the haters hating hate. And it's like, hey.
He's like, gosh, I hate them. I know.
Hey,
like,
hater, we're hating hate. Hate. Do you like my hat?
Hey guys, I'm gonna go on vacation. Can y'all handle this? But I'm still gonna tweet.
I'm gonna go see Metallica. I'm a big fan of James Hetfield. Sorry, I had to exhale. I was busy.
I was like, wait a minute, that was strange.
Voice. Strange. Yeah, it was. We'll just blame it on telecommunications and Trump. Trump and communications.
Russia. So. Are we really a bit concerned with Korea at this point?
Nope, never.
Okay.
Just concerned with Trump. Only concerned with Trump pissing them off. That's the thing about North Korea. They North Korea, and they like to kick and scream and poop their pants and make a mess.
Which one do we not like the most? South, North? We like all of Korea?
Korea has fine telephone and other technology. North Korea, they're a bunch of buttholes, but that's all they are.
Buttholes.
And Trump instigating them. It's like they're like the kid that just keeps to himself and just like is drooling or is unkempt and he's just like antisocial. And then Trump goes over there and starts like messing with him. And it's like,
if you mess
with him in this universe, he's going to turn into the kid who like learns how to make a bomb or goes on some street.
Yeah, I know. And then everyone's like, where were the signs? We had no idea.
Yeah, I don't. North Korea was never a threat. They still aren't, because if you look at what North Korea is, they're a highly, like, as silly as it is, they're highly structured and controlled. They know how to control people. They know about people to the extent to brainwash them on a national level. So they're kind of like, despite how ignorant they appear from the outside, they're a little bit, at least they're scientists and they're thinkers.
At least they're organized.
Are
and
more on top
busy.
Of it. And my point is that they would not risk a global conflict, and they would not risk an international nuclear war that they know would obliterate their society. They're only doing it for show. North Korea is a joke. And to take them seriously is the stupidest thing in the world. But now, unfortunately, we're in a place where the joke is being taken seriously, and they might become serious because of Trump. It's an ironic spiral of human subconscious and, like, Neanderthal non-logic, just punching each other in the head and dick, respectively, just like a yin-yon to, my balls, my face, my balls, my face, my balls, my face. Trump.
But that's that is accurate, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but there's still so many people who are like, yeah, war will make it better. Let's just go with force.
Those people are mental retards. They go to Australia and they get to fight with the murderers and the deviants, the spiritual deviants. We'll throw ISIS over there too. Shoot, we'll just take their guns away. We'll give them all like wiffle bats and we'll just say, go at it, motherfuckers.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
We'll still have video cameras because we want to like keep an eye on them.
It's going to be sad. They're going to find a way to make wiffle bats sad. You could give ISIS and the KKK a bunch of slip and slides and bouncy castles and cake and like throw them a big party and they would just like be sitting there eating a Funyun or something or like a funnel cake and just be like, fuck you. I'm not even happy here. And they got like a little party hat on and there's like little like girls dancing around and stuff and like, I hate these other people.
Wait, there can't be girls' day. I mean, they're like.
Well, they're at a birthday party, so, you know, there's no violence allowed. But they're just like, now they're at a children's birthday party. Think Billy Madison on like one of his graduation parties. Something like that.
Okay. I didn't remember if they were back at Australia or if this was like back, like here in a new setting.
I don't know. I assume there are also some young children who are douchebags, so why not? You know?
Oh, okay. That's what I didn't know.
Okay. Well, I'm revising. Is that no one knows? This is the policy meeting that we've set up so that we could, you know, discuss to Australia and really just get the logistics outlined. Well, not affirmed, just to get an outline going roughly, and then we'll have obviously, you know, some experts really go through it with a fine tooth comb. But today we're here to go over a modest agenda concerning dystopia and how we would implement such a plan.
Yes.
Now, this room shall come to order. I have two hammers, and one of them I will throw at you if I need to. Or if
I'm...
The
other? It's too convenient.
The other is actually a pipe, and I will not throw that at you. That's for Poppy. That's for me.
That's for me. It's ridiculous. Well, okay, so to summarize.
Three.
No, okay, yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, you can.
One. Yes!